said to me, you were screaming at me.
I'm sorry.
I was like, why are you yelling? Oh, you have headphones on.
Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Hey.
I realized I was cranking Scott Pilgrim and
you were yelling at me.
But it's like the lights are piercing my eyes this morning.
I know.
So I came in and turned them all the way up, and I don't know why.
You regretted it immediately.
I did. I immediately regretted it.
Maybe because you wanted to live in the light.
Wow. Oh. That's not what that means.
Oh, really? So, yeah. No way. Dang. Yeah. Oh, I see interns who are late.
Yeah. They texted me this morning.
I see them. Look,
let me know.
There's one right there. There's one right there.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry, bro.
The door's open. I shouldn't have said that. Anyways.
What else? Good morning. It is 6:07 on your Tuesday.
It is our final week with our interns before they go off to the real world.
Oh, no.
It's really sad.
Gosh, why is that happening?
I don't know. Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good morning, Matthew.
Hey, it's my birthday today, guys.
I know. Happy May 14th. Happy birthday.
Really?
Yes. Thank you, guys. And don't forget, today is also the one-year anniversary of me calling in here to Stack Radio.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep.
It's good.
It is a big day.
I can't believe it's been that 1 year already. I mean, it feels like it was just yesterday that I started calling in.
It does feel like...
It does.
Some days it feels like it's just... time goes by.
I can't even explain. I don't have the words.
And then other days, it's like... Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, hey, guys, you know, I'll have to email you guys my birthday pic. I mean, because what I got... Yeah, it's with my gift I have.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
Is there anything in particular you want for your birthday, Matthew?
I was wanting an iPod, and I got it.
Oh, you already opened your gift.
Yeah, it's already open, and my iPod's charging in the kitchen right now.
Nice, bro.
That's cool. What kind of iPod?
It's the iPod 4th generation black.
Ah, okay.
Nice.
It's a touch.
Yeah, it's just a black front screen.
iPod
it's all the silver on the backing.
Nice, dude. Congratulations.
Now I know I can buy the Umbrella online.
It's one way to do it.
That is. It's one of many.
I'm laughing.
I am laughing
on that one.
Yeah. All right, man. So I'm assuming you want to hear some Amberlin this morning.
Exactly.
All right. We'll play some Amberlin for you. Happy birthday, Matthew.
From Albuquerque.
Happy birthday.
Hey, I'll give you guys a call back before 8:10 this morning if you guys would like.
Oh,
please.
Of course. You're 14 on 14. That's exciting. He's
okay.
14 today.
Oh, it's like the silver.
It's his golden year.
Golden, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you guys before 8:10.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
That's what year 14 is called? The golden year?
No. Like what's your birthday?
Like what day?
Yeah.
No.
January 21st.
So okay. When you turn 21,
it's your golden year.
That's your golden year.
Oh, okay.
Like my birthday is the 16th, so my 16th birthday wasn't just my sweet 16.
It was your golden.
It was your golden sweet 16.
Golden sweet 16.
Okay, yeah.
So when you turn 21, that's going to be your big day. Sucks for everybody who's born on like the 3rd.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't even know. My parents
or
didn't
the
celebrate
6th.
It.
Wow. I'm just kidding.
When's my birthday?
The 8th of February.
Okay. I got really hurt just now.
Why?
Because you said the 6th, and that's not me.
No, it's not. The 4th is one of my sons. Brody got the good one, 19.
I know, that is a good
one.
As
if it really matters. As if anybody, my 16th birthday, I wasn't like, it's my golden birthday! I'm getting extra special stuff today!
Didn't you?
No!
Oh, I didn't either.
But in the back of your mind, you were just like, yeah.
Yeah.
This is it.
Something like that. So we gotta play some Amberlin for Matthew. I kinda wanna play some... acoustic Amberlin from their recent trip to New York City. Got a couple acoustic tracks.
Can you?
From them. Yeah.
Please?
What do you want to hear? I got Feel Good Drag or Someone, Anyone.
Feel Good Drag.
All right. We'll do that.
Very good.
He usually requests that anyways.
Yes.
So it's Matthew's birthday. Pulled out some Amberlin. This is exclusive.
Not many people have it.
No. So they recently were in New York City and grabbed some of their acoustic stuff. So without further ado...
Feel Good Drag?
Yeah. Acoustic.
Amberlynn.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Branches. Helicopter. Static radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Caleb in studio with us.
Hey.
Good job, intern.
Good morning.
Way to be. He texted me bright and early that he was running late.
Dark and early? Bright and early.
Dark and early. It was still dark. Yeah, dark and early. Sorry.
It's okay.
Creepy was going to be late.
It's weird that we taught them that we say dark and early because we always do, but now it's getting bright.
Now it's bright in the morning.
I'm like, why is this happening?
It's actually, as the seasons change, Michelle.
Oh, no, don't.
Okay. I was going to explain it to you why it's happening.
Steve-O the scientist. No, I don't care.
I watched the Big Bang Theory.
This is like,
so I know a lot about science.
Right. This is like that one time I was standing at the Lobo Theater, and it was freezing outside, and it's like, it's 2 degrees, feels like -3. And I was like, that's so funny. Who stands out there and is like, I know it's 2 degrees, but it totally feels like it's -3 degrees out here. And like, then they write that down. No, it's something with physics and something crazy.
So
the worship leader at the time was explaining it to me. I was like, dang it. Why you gotta go and ruin this for me? I wanted to believe it was somebody being like, feels like -3.
Yeah, I don't know. Feels like -3. We'll see. We can still pretend.
Like, that's his job?
That's his job.
You have, like, exaggeration, though. It's so cold.
Yeah.
It's like -700.
Like, yeah, see, that would be cool. Huh? That'd be
cool. It's like,
be cool.
Cool.
Oh, man. It is New Music Tuesday. Today we got some really good tracks to premiere. I'm quite excited for New Music Tuesday. Got sent some new stuff from Isley. And we got a local submission. Local to the California area, that is. If you're a local artist and you would like to submit your music, we got a question this morning, actually, through email asking how to submit stuff. MyStaticRadio.com, there's a locals rules section, and you can submit your MP3s that way, and we'll play it for New Music Tuesday. You still have about an hour and a half to try and get that in for this week's New Music Tuesday. So, yeah, there you go. Interns, final week.
Yeah.
It's okay. Please don't be
it's
sad.
It's upsetting.
Yeah. Are you guys really that bummed that you're not going to have to wake up before the sun?
I'm actually kind of looking forward to that part.
To sleeping in?
Yeah.
That's why he sleeps until noon on the weekends.
Yeah, this is true. Now, Caleb, your life plans involve you taking a year off and studying abroad in Portugal. That's pretty cool. Why the desire to learn Portuguese? Tell us.
I really don't know. It just came on me one day. I just really wanted to learn it. You know, it's almost like somebody like chose it for me.
Right.
It's pretty crazy.
I have a follow-up question. Is that one day today?
Yeah.
Just now?
Yeah, now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's I think it's been my
desire.
My desire ever since.
Yes. Ever since 17 seconds ago.
Yeah.
No, you're taking a year off.
Yep.
You're going to discover yourself, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Do things that... You're wearing a cat with a headdress.
I am.
Okay. That's just so we're clear.
You know that YouTuber I showed you yesterday?
Yeah.
He makes clothing, too.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
And you bought it.
And this is one of many.
Oh, my God.
I love it so
That's
much.
That's amazing.
Colas, you got a full ride scholarship to play soccer for Newcastle in England.
Am I supposed to... Just.
It's pretty awesome. So, what are you really gonna do?
I'm gonna drive every day like 30 minutes from my house to UNM,
just
like stay there all day, and then drive back at night.
You're not gonna stay in the dorms?
Not the first semester. No,
it's smart. Stay home.
You can stay at your
it's
mom's
freer.
House.
Stay home. It's so much freer.
Oh, please take advantage of
this
that as long
true.
As you can.
Yeah, yeah.
That could be free for me.
Oh yeah, that's right, you have to pay rent.
Yep.
See, my parents' rule was you can stay in the house as long as you want for free, as long as you're going to school.
Yep.
And then I dropped out of college and promptly moved out.
Welcome to the real world, boys. Yep. We're gonna have to tough them up today.
That's right.
Prepare them.
That's right.
You can't physically harm us.
Drop and give me 20.
We'll figure stuff out.
Make you do push-ups.
We know ways around that. We're really good at getting around things. Huh?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
You gotta find loopholes.
Yeah.
Gotta haze the interns.
There you go.
It's our final week.
We're gonna do it.
All right. Gatlin Elms for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Gatlin Elms, Talk About It. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
6:30 now. It is Tuesday, which means it's
Tuesday. Breaking news. The song I Will Always Love You implies unflagging dedication. But belting it out on an airplane didn't bring one passenger any love from American Airlines flight crew. She was ejected from the plane for disrupting the flight. What if she was like ejected like
a parachute? Yes, literally. They just pulled the handle on her seat and it shot her out the roof.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been amazing. While she's still belting it out.
Yes.
Why do we not talk about these things beforehand?
I don't know.
Could have had some Whitney Houston lined up.
The flight departed Los Angeles last week, headed for New York, but instead passengers were treated to an emergency landing in Kansas City after the woman treated the entire plane to her musical stylings. A federal air marshal on the aircraft subdued the woman, put her in cuffs, and removed her from the plane.
We just like tackled her?
I guess.
Is it that serious?
Is this Whitney? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. How can anybody eject anybody for singing this?
Not hit that. Easily.
Come on! Come on, interns, you gotta sing it!
I cannot hit some of these notes without reaching, like, decibels of...
Come on!
Oh, okay.
There we go, see you!
Ready?
Right here, hit it! Good job!
That was like Stryper right there.
Yeah! Wow. That's pretty impressive. Yeah,
that was.
That was really impressive. I couldn't tell if it was a war cry or a Whitney Houston, but it was really good.
It was like a mixture of both.
Yeah.
It was really good. To hell with the devil.
Well done.
Isn't
That's
this
right.
whole song a war cry anyway?
Oh, man. That was really good.
Good job.
It was really good.
That hurt.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised. So,
that was dedicated to the woman who was booted from the flight.
Yeah. Yeah.
6:31.
Good job, lady.
Yeah.
Poor thing. Come on. She just loves her some Whitney.
Right.
Man.
Breaking news. A lot of things are better off kept out of the microwave. Barbecued ribs, Thanksgiving turkey, rolls of toilet paper.
Three Musketeers bars. I learned that the hard way. I put it in the freezer one time and without thinking just threw it in the microwave, wrapper and all. And the Three Musketeers wrapper is like... foil almost. Yeah, it looked like Michael Jackson was throwing a celebration in my microwave. It was crazy. Pyrotechnics were awesome. Yeah, it was good. Little MJ.
How many years ago
was
this?
It was at least 3 months ago. No, it's been some years. Like two.
Oh my gosh.
I wasn't thinking.
It's aluminum foil.
Yeah, no, I know.
Anyway, rolls of toilet paper. An Arizona man found that out when he nearly burned down his house, his housing complex, trying to dry a soggy roll of toilet paper by microwaving it. The roll caught fire, causing several $100s in damage.
Oh my
wait,
God.
Wait. Okay, never mind.
He had a soggy roll of toilet paper.
No, I know. I've had those moments where you accidentally, you're not paying. Oh, no! And you drop the roll, and then it's just like... And then, like, just sucks all the water out of the toilet, and you're like, oh, man.
This nasty dripping thing.
And then there's do you take it out and dry it?
Absolutely not. I just go
throw
grab...
it away.
You know, for some reason, moms, how they keep those, like, Smith's bags or Walmart bags,
oh,
and
moms
there's, like,
do
a
that
stash
too.
Of that everywhere.
Yep.
I do that. I have, like...
Yeah. Chrissy has, like, this cave in case somehow we ever need to build another home. We can make them out of Walmart bags.
Okay, but when you don't have those bags, it's over.
No,
like,
this
life
is true.
Is over.
This is true, because that's what you do.
They're garbage can liners, too.
Yeah, and you grab... Well, that's a tiny garbage can.
Well, yeah, like the little tiny ones in the bathroom.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be way better, because inevitably, we don't have liners, and I'm throwing stuff out, and I'm like, who put gum in the trash can?
Garbage can liners.
Jack! Luke, get over here!
Trust me, go do that.
That's
it's so much
idea.
Easier.
Wow. Yeah, but then you'll run out. Trust me, we have boys. Every day, it seems, I'm like emptying out the little trash can thing. Well, you have to pull it out.
You just said she has a cave.
You leave the liner? Yeah, I know. But you know how often, with boys, it seems like at least once a day, I'm going, go get a Smith's bag, okay, right now.
I just want you to know that you're making excuses right now.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Every day.
How many does your wife get, like, when she goes shopping?
Oh, I don't know.
Like 90?
There's five of us, so, yeah.
Yeah, like,
seriously.
90 bags.
We always make them double bag. Can you double bag that?
Exactly.
We need those. We use those. Double bag everything. Could you triple bag it? Could you?
Ma'am, it's...
Could you just fill some bags like with, like, some other bags?
We'll take them! Anyways. So, toilet paper. Almost burned the place down. No, you always just grab a Smith's bag and then you put it in there and you're like, well, that was a waste, and you throw it away.
Wait, so you, like, you grab the toilet?
You have to get it out.
And you usually need a partner for this, so, like, somebody has to hold the bag open, you just go, and then wait till it's dripping less, and then go, okay, gross.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Wash your hands.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's it.
That's how you do. Unless you're like a 7-year-old, like one of my sons did one time and dropped it in there and then was just trying to keep flushing. Because then inevitably, everybody else is wondering why water is pouring forth from the door and it's coming from underneath there. What's happening?
Yeah,
boys.
Boys!
Oh, they're the best.
Breaking news. A Massachusetts woman is facing an assault charge for allegedly punching a restaurant worker for putting too many pickles on her steak and cheese sandwich.
Well, yeah. Gross, dude.
I love pickles.
I do too, but not on your steak and cheese sandwich.
She said too many, as if she only wanted a few.
Ugh.
I would take an entire spear on a sandwich, I think.
Well, they put those on the side.
So what happened? Yeah, that was it?
That was it. I have one more story.
No, that was it. It doesn't resolve. We don't know if she went to jail.
Nope.
So hungry.
The pickle puncher.
I'm hungry too. The pickle puncher went to jail.
Yeah. All right. Pickle puncher went to prison. Say it three times.
Pickle puncher went to prison. Pickle puncher went to prison. Hey.
Yeah. The pickle puncher. That would be an awful nickname.
Pickle puncher.
Pickle puncher. Pickle puncher went to prison for punching the pickle server. No, the pickle...
Puncher practically went to...
No. Practically went to prison. No, went to prison. Not went practically. There's nothing practical about punching somebody for getting too
pickle
many
puncher
pickles.
Punched a...
Oh, my God.
Pickle puncher...
Server.
Picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Peppers.
Prison.
Sweet. All right.
Breaking news. It happened in Harrington Park, New Jersey, in a Little League game between 8-year-olds. One of the kids suddenly tries to steal third, and the catcher's throw hits him in the chest. Little Ian McGreevy starts to get up, then collapses and stops breathing.
Oh my gosh. Why are you telling this story?
The end. No.
Oh, my gosh.
As other parents call 911 and cry out in confusion, one mom, Maureen Renegan, figures she knows what to do. She calls on her 20-year-old CPR training and snaps into action, giving the boy mouth-to-mouth and chest compressions, and she brings him back.
Nice!
She started performing the chest compressions that are a key part of the cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Still no breathing. His eyes were still open, empty. Then she tried to blow air into his mouth. She had to pull open his clenched jaw, but on the fourth puff, he choked and felt a heartbeat.
Wow, dude.
That's crazy.
He then turned over and threw up, it adds.
Thank you for telling that absolutely terrifying story about Little League, because that's like Chrissy's biggest fear. Because this year, there have been deaths.
Like in Little League?
Yes, if you get hit in the chest, because there are these little dudes and the ball is so fast, it can stop your heart. And there have been, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Glad that one resolved.
What if they're like chest pads or something?
Chest pads?
They do in
That's
football.
That's totally worth it to they not totally have your child die.
There's no chest pads in baseball.
Well, there should be. To no not have your child
in
die.
The catcher. Yeah. It's so rare and
freaky. I'm with Caleb on this. Chest pads.
Chest pads, really?
They die.
Yeah, I'm just saying. My kid's not wearing chest pads.
Okay, then.
Lame.
Inevitably.
Okay, we got a dad over here. Hey, Seaver.
Hey, you know, this is where seatbelts and helmets came from.
Yeah. Right? Gosh.
Yeah,
We gotta strap ourselves in and we're gonna fly through the window. Oh, blah.
Oh,
people
helmets?
Do that.
And football, helmets, motorcycles, helmets.
You know, I'm still here.
Seaver, what do you have to say about this?
I'm here.
Stop it.
I'm saying I survived childhood.
Were there seatbelts?
No.
Oh, man.
There weren't airbags. Crumple zones.
Yeah,
or...
but you could only
tuck
go like up to 40 miles per hour in a car.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you mean the Model T? No.
It was more like 15 to 20.
It was a 63 Dodge 440.
Just because you were lucky doesn't mean somebody else is going to be lucky.
Okay, random derailing sidetrack.
By the way, Caleb, luck has nothing to do with the way I made it through childhood.
My sister, my baby sister, when she was about three and a half years old, four years old. Steve, you remember the suicide doors?
I remember. We had one of those.
Yeah,
we had like a Lincoln.
That was the Imperial.
And
no, they opened. Like
they opened backwards.
Like this, they opened
like
this.
So. Here's the front. Okay. Here's the driver's door, and then the back seat. It would open this way.
Yeah.
My 3 year old sister opened
suicide
the door, and the wind caught her.
Oh my!
Out the car?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like 30 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh!
I'm not being funny right now.
I was run over by our car.
Wow.
I wonder if that would have happened if she was wearing
funny.
A seatbelt.
She had stitches. She had the like stitches in her head. My mom like slams on the brakes, and I just remember like yelling and like waving in the street because her child is in.
Yeah. Hey, in all seriousness.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was awful.
In all seriousness.
It was also like 30 years ago.
Anything for the kids.
Terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything for the kids. Except chest pads, because that looks stupid.
Why? Why?
They don't need chest pads.
Hold on. Hold on. Can I point something out?
No, nobody's going to die.
Chest pads.
What? You just said there were deaths.
It's like super rare. No, there's deaths in radio. Be careful. You might shock yourself on the mic and die.
Okay. That's true.
You signed a waiver, right?
No, they didn't sign a waiver.
Are you wearing the proper mouth guard and face repellent?
No.
Okay. Well, you should be. You should wear a mouth guard, because then you'll talk like this in radio.
Yeah, but that's
but
so much more rare.
Harmful static electricity.
So
okay,
much more
chest pads
rare.
In football. Why is that okay, but not okay in baseball?
Oh, man. I'm answering the phone, and I don't know why.
You're tackling each other.
Oh, thankfully nobody's there.
You're tackling each other.
There is a ball flying at your chest at 40 miles per hour.
Wow.
No big deal.
Yeah, it's called move.
Oh, my gosh.
Wear your seatbelts. So save me.
These are like seven-year-olds.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
So save me. Send a receiver. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O, Mitch, and the interns hanging out with you.
Hey.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks.
Glad to have you. It is Tuesday. It is 6:45. It's time for birthdays.
Birthdays.
Hey, if you have a birthday, well, everybody does, and you'd like us to give you a shout-out, all you got to do is send us an email to studio@mystaticradio.com. Today, Matthew from Albuquerque's birthday.
Woo!
Yeah.
14 on the
14th. Oh, there you go. Happy birthday, Matthew.
My golden birthday was a long time ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was. Yours was the same time. It's the 8th.
Yeah.
Mine was the 8th as well.
I also had another. I had 8888 as a birthday.
Say, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was totally
jealous.
That
was my diamond birthday.
I'm 2888, but that's my real birthday.
No one cares.
No, hers will be 2828.
2828.
You got a long time to wait.
I do. A long time away.
You'll be working on KNKT by then.
Yep.
Can I do ABQ Connect?
Hey, by the way.
That's my job. Oh. I'm taking it in 20 years.
Thebes is right. It was a Dodge 330. Not a Dodge
330.
Not a Dodge 440.
Ah. All right.
And it was ugly. I think it had a push-button transmission.
It says that 330 is awesome, by the way. The 63 330.
Yeah, I think it had a 318. A little small block.
Nice.
It's still birthdays.
It's still birthdays. We're talking cars.
All right.
Let me explain why I went the car route.
Okay.
Okay. Because it's the director's name who directed Back to the Future, which...
Robert Zemeckis.
...had all kinds of DeLoreans, which are cars.
Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, okay. So that was the connection.
Robert Zemeckis?
It's Robert Zemeckis' birthday.
No love for
Also, director of Romancing the Stone, Castaway, and the Polar Express.
67.
Castaway.
Yeah, dude.
67.
Zemeckis also did... Well, okay. 67?
That's my old person guess.
Let's see. Well, Romancing the Stone, it was 20 when that came out. No. I'm going to say 53.
He's 61.
I was closer.
You were.
Okay, actor from Pulp Fiction.
John Travolta.
The Incredible Hulk.
the Incredible Hulk. Ed Norton.
Lou Ferrigno.
Tim Roth.
And it's Tim Roth's birthday from TV's Lie to Me.
Tim Roth.
He was also in Rob Roy.
He was also in Planet of the Apes. Reservoir Dogs.
Wasn't he in Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Well, who's he in
Planet
of the
Apes? I love that dude.
He was the mean gorilla guy.
Oh, okay.
He was Caesar.
Was that movie good?
He was Caesar.
Well, the old, not Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
No,
Planet
no.
of the Apes, directed by right. Tim Burton. No, not the old. The one directed by Tim Burton in the 90s.
The new old.
Oh, the awful one?
With Mark Wahlberg.
Good? Oh, it wasn't good.
Hey, monkey, say hi to your
mother.
Wasn't he like the general?
Yeah.
It wasn't the good one.
It wasn't. No.
No, he was mean.
I saw that one.
He's 52.
He's 54.
Steve O's cheating again.
No!
I'm not cheating!
He's 52.
Yes! I'm not cheating! Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
I promise. Yes!
What are we supposed to do?
You're dance! Dance, monkeys! Dance, intern monkeys! Thanks, intern.
So over this.
Why?
Okay, today we celebrate the birthday of a composer of music.
David Byrne.
Yeah, some people say
David Byrne's birthday.
Some people say David Byrne's composition is similar to Mozart in that if you look at the sheet music, it makes no sense. It should not work.
Burning down the house!
Yeah, so you get stuff like this.
Come on, dude.
So funny. Hold tight.
David Byrne's birthday from the Talking Heads.
See, and he looks old.
58.
Oh, man. See, I was going to say late 40s. But then you went there. I'm still going to say 48.
Huh. Okay, fine.
A whole decade younger.
That would make him my age, Steve-O. He's 61.
Oh, wow.
Realize this song came out like when I was in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I should have asked. I just remember it from MTV when I was a kid.
What, burning down the house?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it was just MTV.
It was just MTV.
Playing oldies.
The olden days.
Yeah. When they actually
like
did music videos.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember those days.
All right. I opted and refused to play an audio hint for this member of Poison.
Why would you do that?
I refuse.
Do I have any?
No, you don't.
Here?
You pretty much don't.
You don't have any?
I don't have. Every rose has its thorns.
That's the only song I know by Poison.
Yeah.
You know I never see you look so good. You don't know Poison? That was one of my first tapes. Is that sad? I was like, yeah, these chicks are awesome. These chicks are, those are dudes?
Notice he didn't guess a name.
Brett Michael. CC DeVille.
It's CC DeVille's birthday.
Boom!
Okay.
CC, pick up that guitar, Randall.
Okay, so.
To Steve.
They're probably like
Hold on, I'm doing CC DeVille's guitar solo.
Mid to
from
early
Talk
20s,
to me.
Okay, when you please, were a kid. So that means they're probably in their 50s.
Yeah, dude.
55.
I was in third grade when I got that tape.
57.
Third grade.
Okay, what's your guess?
Well, hold on. How old are you in third grade? Jack's in third grade. He's 9 years old.
Right.
Okay.
I was 8.
You were 8 in third grade?
Oh, yeah. Head of the curve, man.
Yeah, his birthday's in August.
Just because you were big. Me and Jack were small, so we were held back. Because we didn't want to get picked on.
How old is CC DeVille?
19, 20, let me see. 35. I'll say 50.
I said 57.
He's 51.
Oh, no! So close! I figured it's like 25-ish years. And
yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
Today is Elijah Wood's birthday.
Today
is Ian McKellen's birthday.
Today is Orlando Bloom's birthday.
Ian Holmes' birthday.
Today is Martin Freeman's birthday.
Yes, Orlando Bloom was going to go.
Do you want other movies that...
No, what is his name? Reese Davies. What is his name? The dude that plays Gimli. He's also in Indiana Jones.
I don't know his name.
Also in Robin Hood 2010.
I never saw that.
And The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
I never
Brad
saw
Pitt,
that new Robin
kidding.
Hood.
I don't remember.
Russell Crowe.
He's not.
He played the old
Elizabeth.
Oh, Kate Blanchett.
It's Kate Blanchett.
Oh, Kate Blanchett.
Kate Blanchett.
I love her.
Was she like Queen of the Elves or something?
She's great, yeah.
Yes, I love her.
She was in The Hobbit.
She was. She was so good. She's powerful.
Is she the White Witch?
No. Oh, in Narnia?
Yeah.
No.
Looks like her.
No, that's what's her face.
Okay, right. Yeah, you're right. I forgot.
All right, what's her face?
It's Kate Blanchett's birthday. How old is she?
Oh, man, I don't
know. Be kind.
I was going to say, she's
40
your age.
Six.
I was going to say 48.
Well, she's 44.
Oh!
She's not happy with either one of you.
I'm sorry, Kate.
Sorry, Kate. She just has been around for so long and always looks the same age.
Yeah, she really does.
Okay. It's Harrison Ford's birthday today. It's Mark Hamill's birthday today. It's Carrie Fisher's birthday today. It is Billy Dee Williams' birthday today.
Oh, you're so bad at this.
It is David Prowse's birthday today.
Oh!
It is Anthony McDaniel's birthday today.
No, it's Warwick
I'm naming
Davis's
all the old movies,
today.
So now I'm going to transition. Today is Ewan McGregor's birthday. Today is Hayden Christensen. Today's George Lucas's birthday.
It's George Lucas's
Thanks,
birthday.
Thanks, Mitch.
I'm like, oh.
Thanks, Mitch.
How did she know that?
I don't know. How did you know that?
May the 14th be with you.
Wow, good job.
That's why. Because his birthday's on the May the 14th.
Why did you say it? You were letting me say it.
Yes.
Good job, you. You were just like being a cheerleader
really
and helping me. I just named about everyone else.
I was letting him go. It was kind of fun.
You didn't name Warwick Davis.
I didn't name Warwick Davis, who was also in Willow, who was
and
also
Harry
in
Potter.
Harry Potter.
Or Liam Neeson.
Everything that needs
or Samuel L. Jackson.
Person.
Samuel Jackson.
Sam Jackson. Yeah, because I started with the good ones. Sorry, guys.
Or Henson.
I did.
And then he went to the crappy new
ones. You mean Frank Oz.
Frank Oz.
It was Frank Oz.
Yeah. 2 feet. That is impressive.
Hey, so it's George Lucas's birthday, movie producer of the Star Wars films.
Yeah.
I love that song.
74.
Hey.
Nico.
Yes?
If it's a song, sing it.
Ooh.
It's called a piece or a score.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sing it. Sing it!
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna say.
Apologize right now.
Hold on.
That's just what my piano teacher always yelled at me.
How old do you think he was when he did Star Wars?
How old is George Lucas?
This well, when was Star Wars? 77, so he's probably in his 20s? 30s?
No way. He was in I feel like he was in his late 30s.
I'm going to say 66.
What?
So if he was 30, if he was 30 when he did that,
you're
I'm
going to
say
right
66.
Now.
Which means he's probably going to be about 70. Say 66.
70. I say 70.
He is about 70. He's 69.
No! Dang it! The only one I was even close to.
Are you hitting stuff?
Yes! I'm abusing the filing cabinet.
All right.
My math has been so close when I've actually tried.
I know we're all going to get this from Joan of Arcadia.
Oh, yeah, Joan!
It's Amber Tamblyn's birthday.
Of course. She's 24.
27.
He's 30.
Okay.
And one of the richest men in the world.
Bill Gates.
Donald Trump.
One of the richest young men in the world.
Oh, young men.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Hey. Wow, really?
Or,
one of the richest
or Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh,
of course, Zuck.
Facebook.
Good old Zuck. Okay.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Today is...
his birthday?
What? Yeah,
okay, wait. Did you see the movie,
yes,
Social Network?
Yes, I saw Social Network.
Okay, so he was in college when he made that.
So he had to have been in his 20s.
Okay, so let's say he was 20.
Facebook got big. Like, it went to all of the college campuses in 2005, 2006.
I'm going
to
say 34.
31.
He's 29.
Dang it!
Oh, my gosh. I just threw up a little bit. He's 29.
What have you done with your life, Steve?
I've done nothing.
That's how I felt when I...
I've got her as my co-host, and I just do a morning show.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's how I felt when I found out how old Marcus Mumford was.
I gotta go rediscover my life. Man.
Marcus Mumford is only like 26, and it makes me sick.
Step by step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get...
It is Donnie Wahlberg's birthday.
Nope.
Go.
It is
keep
Jonathan.
Guessing. Please guess.
It's Jonathan Knight's birthday.
Nope.
It's Jordan Knight's birthday.
Wrong.
It's Joey McIntyre's birthday.
It is not.
It's Danny's birthday.
It's Danny Wood's birthday.
New kids.
I don't know.
Why do you know all the names, Steve-O? Hold on. Can we talk about this? Why do you know all
Danny. He was my least favorite.
Apparently.
That's why I always guess Chris last.
Donnie was my favorite. That's why I said him first.
So I had NSYNC when I was little. Steve-O had New Kids on the Block.
No, I did
yes,
not.
You did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You did.
I just happened to remember.
All
it's
of
one
them.
Of those things. I work in media and entertainment.
Hey, sing the song.
I don't know this one.
Is
I've
that
never heard
kids
it.
Next door.
I'm just kidding. I'm not singing it. Besides, it's step by step. You should have done like Hanging Tough.
I don't know these songs. I have no clue.
Calendar Girl. I'm just.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
It's Danny Wood's birthday.
Well, I was in third grade when I first got my Donnie T-shirt, so which is about 9 years old.
Do you know they have a new project?
You got a T-shirt.
No, this is their new music?
I'm just kidding. I totally didn't have a Donnie T-shirt.
Since 2013.
Yes, you did.
On my denim jacket.
Hey, how old is Danny Wood?
How old was CeCe? How old was CeCe DeVille?
I don't know.
Wasn't he 51 or something like that?
I don't remember.
How old was CeCe DeVille?
Steve-O.
Huh?
How old's Danny Wood?
Come on! How old was CeCe?
Okay, no, let's think about this.
I got those tapes.
You were
like
like 9.
Yeah, so that's not fair. Think of all the little 9-year-olds who think Bieber's awesome. They don't know. They're not old enough to know. They're not at the age of accountability yet. You can't judge me. Shut up.
You still love him. And your favorite Christmas song is from Plus One, so don't even talk to me about this. Okay, so you're 9, which means they were probably in their teens and 20s. This is new, this song.
Yeah, 2013, I said. Brand new music.
He doesn't care.
52.
No way.
If I was 9, I'm sorry. He's 45.
I was going to guess 44.
He's 45.
He's 44.
Oh, man! Okay, where's the stupid music?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was going to guess 44. I just wanted to make sure I was close to you.
Dance, monkeys!
You're dancing, too.
I am.
Yes!
Right, there you go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are we 1-1?
Yeah, we are.
And tomorrow, Steve will name off all of the Jackson 5.
There's Jermaine.
Stop it.
There's Michael. LaToya.
I'm sorry.
Just
from iCarly.
Oh, there's more birthdays.
And, and Drake and Josh.
The girl.
The girl.
Oh, never mind.
Name.
Oh, wait, no, I was thinking of the Hillary Duff girl.
No, that's Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie, whatever.
Still the
Hillary
girl,
Duff.
Actually.
Come on, guys.
It's
Ashley Tisdale.
Don't pretend like you don't know.
Carly.
I just named all 5 members of New Kids on the Block.
I know.
Carly.
In
like 8 seconds.
And Drake and Josh's little sister, whose name I forgot. I cannot think of her name for the life of me.
What's her name?
What's her name?
For some reason, all I can think of is Carly Rae Jepsen. I don't know why.
Nope.
Because I know that's wrong.
Are you cheating? Are you over there cheating?
No.
Are you over there
Miranda
cheating?
Cosgrove, I remember.
Miranda Cosgrove?
Yeah, it's Miranda Cosgrove.
Good job, Cam.
Wow, good job, Cam. Okay, you guys get to guess this one because I don't know who that is.
She's 14.
I'm going to say 19. That's a great guess. Yeah, 18.
So we go with the interns?
Yeah, interns, 18.
She's 20.
She's 20.
Wow, I was going to.
So close, interns. You guys are learning.
Yeah.
You're doing well.
Yeah, one more birthday and one audio or one inanimate object or whatever. So, all right. I don't know if you listened to this or not, Steve-O, but we'll give it a shot. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You doing that?
Here we'll go. Here. These guys.
Millie Vanilli.
It's what did you use your?
It's Millie's birthday. It's Vanilli's birthday. Oh, wait, only one of them's alive.
Oh, yeah. Which one's?
It's the one who's not dead's birthday.
Here's what it is for his description on the show prep.
Lip syncer.
Disgraced singer.
Yeah.
Fab Morvan. Fab Morvan.
Was he Millie or Vanilli?
Girl, you know it's true. I don't know.
Girl.
It's his birthday, though.
Ooh, love you.
How old is he?
I don't know, but you're like bringing back like 7-year-old memories. Yeah. This is creepy and I don't
this
like
is,
it.
This was when I was little.
I don't like this. This was not when you were little. You weren't even alive yet.
My brother and sister listened to this stuff.
Okay.
So
you
I
weren't
know
alive
it.
When this came. I don't.
What year did this song come out?
I was playing it in the 80s. Like at weddings and stuff.
Yeah, and she was born at Weird. The end of the 80s.
Whatever, it doesn't mean I haven't heard it and it didn't play on MTV.
Yeah, no, I know you've heard it. You just weren't alive when this was happening.
Okay, not a big deal. All right.
Okay. So they were like 30.
59. 56. 59, sure.
47.
Oh, wow.
Whoops.
They did not look that... Okay.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Milli Vanilli.
How do you spell it? Milli?
On this date, in 1998, someone died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Diana Ross.
No. What?
She's still around?
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Sorry. 98. It was a big deal?
That was just mean.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
What was the song we were just...
1988, girl, you know it's true.
I was a
fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Yep.
Let me see.
On this date in 1998.
Like on
no more blue eyes.
Jupiter and Mars.
What a legacy of music he left, though.
In other words,
yeah.
Hold my.
Who is this, guys?
Oh, did we not even say his name?
No, I said
so
blue eyes.
Surprised I was able to guess
eyes.
That.
Good job.
Sinatra. I just.
Come
I
on,
no
you work at Larry's Hats. You have to listen to Frank Sinatra daily if
this
you
is,
work
no,
there.
No.
This is the ringtone for my wife.
Yeah, that's good.
You are all I long for.
Oh, man.
He plays wordless jazz.
Bonus points if you can name at least three members of the Rat Pack.
Wow.
Come on.
They could barely get Frank Sinatra.
Two members.
Rat
and you,
one.
You know one.
Do I get to play?
Frank Sinatra.
Two?
No, you don't. Joey
rat
Bishop.
Three.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Third
this
rat.
Is the same
Dean
rat.
Martin. Anyone?
First rat.
They're
all rats. Rat the first.
Do I get bonus points?
No, you don't.
Because I was able to name Rat Pack members, even though I named New Kids on the Block members. Do I get, some cool credit?
It ends in a tie today.
I even got Joey Bishop. Come on.
They cancel each other out.
But I said Joey Bishop, too. Come on.
No.
You're just bragging on your guessing skills.
No, that's not guessing. I
no, that was a Rat Pack.
Knowing
that was a Rat Pack. Yeah. I'm well-cultured. See, that's what it is. It's not that I was a big NKOTB
fan.
It was just that, you know.
It's weird that you would say NKOTB. Since those were...
Oh, thanks, Stever. Wow, we are way behind.
We are.
Yeah, so
might be
we're
a...
going to... No.
What if it's a birthday?
Fine birthday. Static!
So much going on in there this morning.
It's crazy!
Shane, do you have a birthday? Is it your birthday?
Do I have a birthday? Yes.
He does have a birthday. Every year, actually.
When is it?
Mm-hmm. June 7th.
Oh, okay. That's really
She'll
soon.
Never forget that.
I won't.
6-7.
That's a Friday this year.
Yes, wow. You will remember that forever.
It's a Friday this year, just so you know.
It is. I'm stoked on that, actually.
There you go.
Yeah. And you guys are invited. You can come over.
Yes. There you go. I'm in.
We're gonna do some barbecue. Mom's flying in. I haven't seen her in like 2 years.
Except you're not even going to be in town, so
no,
never mind.
I will
mind.
Be, because June 7th is a Friday. I won't be here on June 6th.
Yeah,
that's how you knew. Are you guys all going to Mumford?
Nope. I'm going to Ecuador.
Yeah. Oh, Ecuador. Oh, okay.
You could just
What's in Ecuador?
Ecuadorians.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The
Llamas,
equator.
Alpacas,
the Equinese.
A lot of things.
Yes.
Dude, every time I hear the Chicken Clock song, I picture rhyming in a sombrero with, like, confetti raining down in that studio, and him just, like, doing the running man with, like,
We have done our jobs
stuff.
Correctly. We have done our jobs correctly.
That's exactly what
I
happens
love.
Every time.
Dude,
the only thing
I
you forgot was the banner.
Every time, I'm like, please win, anyone, so that reel will play again. You
the
know?
Only thing you missed was the banner that drops down that says, you are correct!
You are correct, sir!
It says Feliz Cumpleaños,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
You guys have a rad day.
You too. Love you, buddy. Good old Shane.
Shane.
All right.
Ready?
We gotta take a quick break. No! We gotta take a break!
That's what I said.
No time!
There is an accident. I-40 West at I-25, that's exit 159 BC. There's also left lane is closed, road construction, Taylor Ranch Drive at La Orilla and Golf Course, and construction work on Sage and Unser. Let me see if there's any more accidents, because let me tell you, there's just construction all over Albuquerque. Nope, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Welcome.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Hey, sorry.
How's it going?
Oh, good.
How you feeling today there, Mish?
Oh, you know, okay? Doing all right.
You can totally be honest and say that you're not feeling
no!
well.
No! I hurt.
Okay.
I'm not feeling well.
People need to pray for my co-host.
It's been like a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Still
discomfort.
Not feeling well. Kidney stones.
Oh, no.
You can do it. This too shall pass.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to leave now.
That is awful.
This too shall pass. Leagues. Song's called Spotlight. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning.
Hey, so if you get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio, you may be wondering, why the morbid question?
I know.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking about a dude named Mark Templin, a Vietnam-era Air Force veteran who for 6 months believed he was dying.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, he was checked into the Fort Harrison VA Medical Center in 2009 after suffering chest pains. They did some tests, they did some things. They actually put a stent in.
Dude.
But when they woke up on, when he woke up on Monday, they said, yeah, we got some bad news. And they diagnosed him with brain cancer.
Oh.
And so told him he had, you know.
That sucks.
A couple months to live.
Uh-huh.
To go prepare everything. So he went off, quit his part-time job, sold his truck, signed a do not resuscitate order, which he posted to his refrigerator. He prepaid his funeral, and his son-in-law built a wooden box for his ashes. Could you imagine?
All this work and all this stuff that, like, you're preparing for. Yeah. After you're not here.
His family, his wife, and 4 grown children gave him a final birthday party because they wanted to be able to celebrate his birthday.
Uh-huh.
So they threw a big old birthday bash, like one final birthday bash for him. But then he didn't die.
And then his son.
And well, all these things happened, and I mentioned he was 78 years old, retired. All this happened. He was expected to. Obviously, with that came a lot of depression. He said he cried a lot, and he tried to end his life. His son stopped him and decided, you know what, we need to go have you talk to the doctors again. So one day he said to them, check it out. We gotta do something. Let's go. So he goes back, gets some testing. Doctors discovered he had suffered a series of small strokes which had caused his initial symptoms, but he did not have brain cancer.
Dude.
Yeah.
I want to know his reaction to the doctor coming in and saying that. Like, I want to know what he thought, what he looked like. I want to know everything.
Oh, I've got the exact quote.
Oh, good.
Which I can't say on radio.
Let me see.
He says, it was like a shock when he came in. My exact words were, doctor, don't feed me with all this. Dot, dot, dot. I'm not in the mood for it, he said. And the doctor said, no, Mark, you don't have cancer.
Okay, that's like an amplified version of when I went to the dentist, and the dentist was like, yeah, you have 4 cavities. You're going to have to come back and get these fixed.
You cannot equate this.
So I go back to the dentist like a week later, and another dentist comes in. He's like looking at my teeth, getting me ready to put like 15,000 shots in my mouth and fill cavities, whatever I have. He's like, yeah, you don't have any cavities.
You're equating cavities to being misdiagnosed with brain cancer.
I said it's an amplified version.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's amplified, all right. He said at first he didn't want any financial reward for his suffering, but he changed his mind when the hospital refused to apologize for misdiagnosing him with brain cancer.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, so he said, you know what, I don't want anyone else to have to go through this, so he sued. He got $59,000 for the misdiagnosis, and the hospital was ordered to pay back the truck, the time that he missed with the part-time job that he quit,
dude,
the birthday party his family threw him, everything they were forced to pay back. But it started up an interesting conversation. Let's say you go to the doctor, misdiagnosis or not, and they say, hey, man, you got about 60 days. What would you do with the time left? Because, you know, Scripture tells us that we are not promised tomorrow. Our
right.
time here is short. Mm-hmm. It's but a vapor. As we did birthdays this morning, I was dumbfounded. A, that I could remember all the members of New Kids on the Block. Oh, it was terrible. But, dude, I was like 8 years old when I had that tape. It's been some years.
Yeah.
But I remember it so vividly like it was yesterday. Time flies.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to think about. But if you were given 60 days left, what would you do with your time? How would you spend your time?
On Facebook, Manny said, I'd move back to Albuquerque and spend the summer with my family and friends. I'd eat a lot of food over there, too. Yeah, I'd get fat and then have to work it all off when I didn't die. That's what would happen. Travis says, have you seen Breaking Bad? He says, ha, kidding. Whoa. But probably take out a huge loan and travel with my family. But what sucks
that's
is that...
That's good. So you can leave your family with all this debt.
Right.
That's
exactly. Good. Exactly. Victor says, listen to Static and just play video games and enjoy life till I die.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Randy says, I would share my testimony to as many drug addicts as possible as being a recovered meth addict of 3 years and 2 months. I would tell people if God can do this change for me, he can do it for others. I would want to see as many possible give their lives to Jesus.
Amen.
Word.
And Eric says, live out my dream of smuggling Bibles into North Korea.
Wow. That's it. All right. That's a dream.
It is.
It's a good one.
Yes. But I put on Facebook, it's a misdiagnosis, but you don't know this.
Right.
So do you continue? Like,
well, see, here's the big question. Let me just, you know, we only have a few minutes until New Music Tuesday, so we're going to have to switch gears anyways. Here's the reason why I ask this. What's stopping us from doing these things now?
Right, that's my point. This is a misdiagnosis.
Like
why
not do them now? It's like these are the things that are on your heart. So let's say you're told you have 60 days to live. Why would you begin to want to do them then and
right.
not now? Of course, I'm saying this to my shame because there's so many things in my life that I feel I haven't yet accomplished that I would like to. And whether time or money or whatever restraints we put on ourselves and say we can't do it.
I was listening to a teaching by Pastor Levi Lesko. He was just doing a series called Bread and Circuses, and it was a lot about death and then heaven. And it was really enlightening because his 5-year-old daughter recently mm-hmm. just passed. She had an asthma attack, and it was fast.
Right.
Obviously unexpected. No doctor told them this was going to happen.
Right.
It just happened. And he was talking about how he wishes he just knew when her last 6 months were. Like, so he could, like, know from the six-month point, and then just live life, like, telling her how much he loves her every day.
Yeah.
And it just eye-opening, the things that we would do if we knew.
If we knew.
It was coming so soon.
Right. Static.
Hey, this is Steven in North Carolina.
Hey!
Y'all still talking about the guy with brain cancer?
Yes.
Okay, I got a story. It's kind of like Mitch's. It's not as bad as he is, but I went a couple weeks ago. I woke up one morning and had chest pain in my left on my left side. My wife kept, you know, asking me all these questions and stuff, so I went on to work, didn't think anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept calling me throughout the day. She finally had my mom call me and say, oh, you need to go get it checked out. We have family history of heart disease. So I'm like, fine, I'll go. So I go to the urgent care, have them check it out. Everything looks good. But the guy says, let me do an EKG just because you have this family history of heart disease. I'm like, oh, whatever. So they come in and do it, and they can't get a good reading. I got a hairy chest. They can't get a good reading, so the lady she's holding it on my chest. And I don't know if it's because of, you know, her finger touching or what, but the doctor comes running in there and he's like, we need to admit you to a hospital right now. And I'm calling the ambulance. I'm like, whoa, I don't want to have to pay for an ambulance
right.
To come pick me up. You know, I feel perfectly fine. And so they're like, make me sign this form that says I, you know, didn't do it. And I said, I'll just drive myself. And he's like, I can't let you leave here and drive yourself. So I call my wife, scare her to death. And she has a friend come to pick me up, and she's going to meet me at the hospital. Well, they say, well, while we're waiting on somebody to come get you, let's do one more. And this time they shaved little patches on my chest, put it on there. He comes back in there. Oh, you're perfectly fine.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. Dude, but you got some sweet shave patches.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. That's all he's doing right now.
That's
but,
pretty sweet.
But the whole time I'm sitting in there waiting, they keep, like, peeking in the window, I mean, in the door, I guess, to make sure I'm still alive.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm like, I was perfectly fine. I was like, there's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah.
For real.
That is
but
crazy.
I thought I'd let y'all know that I was pretty good. That guy, I know how he feels.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, and my wife said, you know, after I called her back, she was almost at the hospital, and she's like, I think I'm going to need to go to the hospital now.
It's so funny seriously. How wives and moms can do that and get you to go. I have, like,
exactly.
A very similar story to that. Yeah. Thanks, Steven.
All right, thank you.
All right, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Love it. Static. Ooh.
Good morning. This is Sunny.
Hi, hey, Sunny.
Hey. So, I had a near-death experience. I had a stroke, and I was getting my husband and my son were giving me CPR, and I was, like, floating up in the ceiling watching everybody. My dog was howling. My kids were crying. My family was, like, trying to revive me. The paramedics came and gave me, intubated me and resuscitated me. And it changed my life. It changed my whole family's perspective on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, it changed my marriage. It changed everything.
Wow.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, I know that it's like, it wasn't fake. It was real.
Right, yeah.
And then just one more little story. Our neighbors, when Y2K was going on, they said they mortgaged their home. They sold everything that they had.
Oh, my gosh.
They got rid of everything. I mean, they gave us one of their nice desks. they got rid of everything. They wouldn't let their little girls take a bath in hot water because they thought that they would get used to being in cold water because they thought they wouldn't have any hot water.
Oh, that's an extreme.
The little girls came to our house and spent the night one night, and I gave all the little girls a bubble bath. They were like, our kids were all little. And they were freaking out because they've never had a hot water bath. This guy was like off the charts weird.
Oh my gosh.
So of course Y2K didn't happen.
Right.
And they lost everything. They were homeless.
Wow. Unreal.
They predicted themselves to be, you know, in the worst case scenario.
Yeah. Well, they found themselves in it, so.
Yeah.
I know. So anyway, my point was just to make the best of every day. That's what I'm about to cry. But you let everybody know that you love them no matter what. Every day, our whole family tells each other how much we love each other.
Yeah. It's important.
It's so important.
Right on, Sunny. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey. So, like, when I was in, like, fourth or fifth grade, I was sick, so I would lay on the couch whenever I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to the doctor because I had, like, it was, like, a really bad cough, right? Yeah, I had a really bad cough. And so we went to the doctor, and he's like, oh, well, we think you have meningitis.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, like, my neck was sore, and so they were like, we think you have meningitis, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And so they're like, we got to go take you to the hospital right now, and you have to go get a spinal tap. And I'm in, like, fourth or fifth grade, and I am terrified of needles, and I have to go get a spinal tap.
Yeah. Yep.
And so we're getting it done, and they're, like, they're sticking this gigantic needle in my back, and I'm crying, and they can't get it in at first, and I'm, like, freaking out. And then we have to stay there until, like, midnight. And so they get all of the tests done. And then they're like, oh, guess what? You don't have meningitis. You just had a sore neck.
Oh, yep. My gosh.
What? Those are the worst.
Why would they there put the needle in and then
thank
run
you.
Past?
No, 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 no,
ready,
no, no, no,
ready,
no, 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 no.
Set, go.
So there was this one time where I was sick. And I didn't want to go to the doctor because I'm a man. I'm an idiot. And my wife was trying and trying and trying and like, no, you need to go. You have a fever and this is, you're not normally sick like this. And, I think in the 10 years that my wife and I have been married, I've been sick like 3 times.
And one of them was just very recently.
One of them was that very recent. Yeah. I never get sick like that. And so we go to the doctor because she calls my mom. Who comes over and says, sweetheart, you gotta go to the doctor. And my mom, like, gets me into the car because, okay, mom. You know, that's how moms do. So, I get there and I don't feel well and they're looking me over. And then Chrissy, my beautiful, wonderful, amazing spouse, says, well, we do have one friend who, had meningitis once and we were at his house, but he wasn't home. And immediately it goes into 24, like, quarantine lockdown. And they seriously threw me in this room like a bubble boy and, like, roped everything. I'm not even being funny or exaggerating because immediately it was like meningitis scare and everybody comes in with masks and it looked like they were trying to make something at Intel. And, so they go in there and same thing. It was like, well, possible meningitis. We're going to have to give you a spinal tap because that's actually how they check is the fluid in your spine. And so I'm like, are you sure? Because I'm leaving town next week because I happen to have front row tickets to see my favorite band in the universe, Foo Fighters.
I think I remember you talking.
At Red Rocks. So we got, I can't, okay. So they give me this spinal tap of crazy, and I don't know if you've ever had a spinal tap. But you can't stand for like weeks after because the fluid has to replenish. They give me this spinal tap, come to find out, oh, wow. I must just have like a viral infection. You don't have meningitis. You can go home. You're good. Wait, what? Yeah, no, no, you're good. You're good. I missed like 3 weeks of work because I was laid out on my back. I had to sell the tickets to the Foo Fighters.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I still have not forgotten it. No. Still trying to find ways to exact revenge. Yeah. But, yeah, nothing really I can do, sadly.
I feel like after 8 years of medical school, doctors could do a better job than that.
Well, you know, my wife was the one that mentioned, meningitis. Literally, like, the mention of the meningitis, like, shut the hospital down. It was like, we got code 42, Redland! And, like, everybody just, like, moved me into this room. I'm not kidding. Everything shut down. And I got a spinal tap. And they're like, oh, or you have a viral infection. You should just go home and get some rest. Drink some Gatorade. I'm not joking. Happened to me.
Test that without having...
Sticking a big old needle in your spine? Apparently not.
I feel like there should be a better way to like figure out what's going on.
Okay. Well, I didn't sue, though, and I didn't get like tens of thousands of dollars.
I have a few more things to read on Facebook.
All right.
Jed, from Facebook, we asked... What would you do if you found out you only had 60 days left to live?
Yeah.
And Jed says, I would never like to know when I'm going to die, but if I did, I'd probably want to get to drive a NASCAR, something really fast. And Thebe says, I'd have a video camera on me the entire time and make it not boring.
Yes.
60 days of wisdom to dump on the world whilst living it up with the family.
Life with Thebes, yes. The reality show.
I would also make a point every day to let people know I do not know all of the names of the guys in New Kids on the Block. Oh my gosh, Katrina.
Shut up, Thebes!
Katrina says, start giving all my stuff away and plan my funeral.
Oh.
And TJ says, wallow in self-pity. Probably fail to make it to the bathroom a time or two. Just kidding. I'd probably do my thing till day 60, then wander into the middle of a SWAT situation, die going out in a place of glory.
Oh my gosh.
Make the news doing it, fulfilling my death wish.
Wow. TJ.
I don't like that. I just like them to note that I've read them on air.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right.
Travis says I'd spend it with my kids and family.
There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What would you do? You can continue to answer the question. Yes. We'll revisit it. We got to take a quick break. And, of course, coming up the 8 o'clock hour, it is New Music Tuesday. We'll do that right around the corner. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Rocket Boys. We are a lighthouse. Static Radio. Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Steve-O and the interns now. Hanging out with you. Dude, pray for our co-host. She ran off to urgent care, if I'm being honest. She's not feeling well, man.
Nope.
I hate this. Pray for her.
That's brutal.
Yeah. Super brutal. And I poke fun, and then she has to go back to urgent care. And then I just feel like a jerk. Maybe she's doing it on purpose just to, like, prove a point.
Just to
probably not
bring
actually
condemnation on your soul.
So pray for Mitch. She definitely could use some prayer right now. Kidney stones, possibly?
That would be
perfect.
Oh, man.
Stop drinking all that Diet Coke. No, she doesn't even drink Coke. So anyways, tell us what you think about the latest from the Rocket Boys. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
We got 6 whole digs and none buries.
Nice. And then a whole lot of comments. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. TJ Holt says, TJ says, 7th day slumber. You insult my intelligence. This is much better. Thank you.
Oh, good. There you go. Sorry, Teej.
Most of them are just, I dig it. I like it.
All right.
No, I didn't know that. Now I do. Yeah. Yep.
Lots of digs.
Yep.
Good job there, creepy.
I'm really good at this.
Caleb the intern and Nico the intern looks like you're going to be my co-host for the remainder of the show.
The three bears without Goldilocks.
Yeah. The educational moment of the day I've got coming up, and it's a good one. It involves nudity.
Oh.
And the Lord.
Oh.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I promise you.
All right.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, your educational moment of the day, also the topic of the 9 o'clock hour. If you missed this morning's conversation about the misdiagnosis of brain cancer, make sure you get to Facebook and lend us your comments. What would you do if you were told you only had 60 days to live? Probably revisit that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. It's Steve-O and the interns.
In the morning.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. Static. Johnny Cash. Ain't no grave. Static Radio. Good morning.
Morning.
Steve-O and the interns.
In the
hanging
morning.
With you. Happy day. It is Tuesday. It is just before 9 o'clock. Coming up, we're going to be talking a little bit about, misdiagnoses. Brain cancer.
Cray.
Not cool.
Misdiagnoses.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Dude, if you were listening this morning, some incredibly insane... Yeah, I don't know. We'll talk about it coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. However, we're an educational station. We're on the education band.
Yeah.
We're the first station on the dial, which means we got to be educational.
Right.
I got your educational moment of the day.
Oh, boy.
Traffic delays were caused on Saturday in Charlotte, North Carolina. We have a listener in North Carolina, Stephen, calls in occasionally. Motorists slowed to gawk at a woman in her 20s who was taking a nude walk. That's right, Big Bird. A nude walk with her 40-something mother, her toddler, and her newborn. Just taking a stroll.
Weird.
Nude, walking down the road.
A grandma, you say?
Yep.
Wait, yep. And the rest of her family's
20-something,
nude?
40-something grandma, their toddler, and their newborn. Yeah.
Right.
Stop laughing, baby.
How many people are nude?
Well, I don't know. The mom and grandma, for sure.
Weird.
Obviously caused some concern for motorists, who most of them, like I said, stopped, gawked. Backed up traffic. The best part was the women told the officers that the Lord had told them to take this naked stroll.
Interesting.
They had been at home rocking their Bible study when God spoke to them and said, hey. So the educational moment of the day is this. If, quote unquote, the Lord tells you to do something, before you do it, take it back to the Word and make sure it lines up with what He's already written in His Word. I'm just saying. Yeah. Yeah.
I just...
Right.
Did they say anything else? Like,
that's
this
it.
Scripture.
Nope.
And,
the Lord told them to take the stroll. So they were walking with their toddler and their newborn down the street for everybody to see.
I don't know what I'd do.
Because the Lord told them to do it.
If I was driving a vehicle and then I just saw, there's a nude family.
Yeah.
Walking along the sidewalk.
Drive faster.
Yeah. Go back and read Thessalonians. Go to chapter 5, verse 21 and 22, where it talks about testing all things, expelling what is evil, clinging to what is good. That's talking about, you know, theology, and that's going back to the Word. And if a voice is talking to you and says, hey, this is the Lord, probably should check with Scripture to make sure it lines up with what God's Word has to say before you take off all your clothes and stroll down the middle of, you know, Montgomery Boulevard or something. And yeah. Your educational moment of the day, people.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's how we do. We are here for you because we care. We care. Hey, get to Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you were told you had 60 days to live, how would you spend it? One man? We'll tell you how he spent his 60 days 6 months ago and how he's still here. Why that is.
Yeah.
That's on the way right now. The Daylights. Steve-O and the interns.
In the morning.
Static. The band is Come Wind. Song called Rend Your Heart. They will be here for our birthday party. It's going down Friday, June 14th with House of Heroes. It's going to be amazing. I'm excited. Yeah, you guys going to be there?
Nope.
Oh, you're in Ecuador.
Yep. Yeah. I would love to go, though. Every single time I go to Ecuador, I miss House of Heroes.
Yeah.
Every FaceTime time. Us, bro.
I will.
We can't even, like, text without getting, like, $7.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Sure. So good luck with that.
Yeah. You have to be in, like, a Wi-Fi place just to send an email safely.
Wow. Well, no, I can't say that yet. You guys will be home in July, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
All right.
Teasing us.
Yeah, I am. Birthday party coming up June 14th. And if you would like an invitation to our birthday party, keep it locked to mystaticradio.com. Yes, we gave away tickets during our Spring Bling 3-day fundraiser. If you donated to that, thanks to everybody who was a part of that. We're a listener-supported station, and a lot of hours put in, and big, huge thanks. We raised over $21,000 for the station, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. And we do still have some invitations for the birthday party. So we will be throwing those up online. Your chance to get them coming soon. You got to keep it locked to the morning show. We will announce it the second they go up for sale because I know that it's going to go quickly. All the other shows that we've had at the Lobo, they sell out fast, man. So it's a small theater.
It is.
But it's just a stellar show.
I was thinking before when King and Country went to the Lobo, I was like, oh, yeah, sweet. And
I'll just get tickets at the door.
Yeah, we showed you. That was so sad. Mm. Yeah, that place fills up fast.
You were one of the ones that were turned away at the door, huh?
Yeah,
you were one of the sad ones.
We walked up and there was a sign on the door. And
sold
out. You guys like decided to go that night.
So tell us how you felt that evening. You show up to the show ready to rock.
Funny thing is that we were in the car joking about it too.
Wouldn't
it be funny if we just like drove all this way
and it was sold out? Nowhere close.
And we were like all laughing, like, yeah, that'd actually be pretty funny. And we were so disappointed when it wasn't funny at all. It was so sad. We just then went to Dion's and cried.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. One of the oldest theaters on Route 66. And I love it. It's an intimate venue. The shows there are fantastic. And we're trying to bring more and more shows. But get your tickets. I promise you. The second they go on sale, man, we will let you know as soon as we have a final count of how many we can actually sell. There's a limited number of tickets we will make available. But you got to keep it locked to mystaticradio.com. Listen to the morning show. Promise you. That way you don't have sad eyes. Like Nico did for King and Country. 4-4 King and Country. I'm sorry, dude.
It was awful.
It was an incredible show. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I heard.
They threw down a stellar show.
I heard they're doing Easter next year, though. Is this true?
I don't know.
I heard
here?
Yeah, like the, really? Like the Calvary, like the big thing at the
How have
stadium.
You heard that and I haven't heard that yet? I haven't heard that. Where did you hear that? You're just making stuff up.
I have this, like, Twitter app called, like, Bands in Town. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. I'll look through all my recommended, and I went to, like, next year, because I was just, like, so addicted to seeing who was coming there. So.
You never know. I haven't heard that. I'm being completely honest. Sure. I have not heard that yet.
What about third day coming to Calgary?
I haven't heard about that yet.
Yeah, I got my tickets.
What are you talking about? How do you find these things out?
Third day's playing Calgary at Albuquerque.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I even knew that. They were talking about it.
Really? I guess I don't pay attention.
Were they? I don't know.
I don't pay attention.
I'm pretty sure they were.
I should start paying attention to my surroundings. Some great shows coming, including the Birthday Bash, Friday, June 14th, Come Wind, and House of Heroes. There will be pinatas and prizes for you. It's going to be good. Celeste, our afternoon drive girl, she finally convinced me. That's all she wanted was pinatas.
Do we know it's going to work yet?
No. I'm pretty sure we're just going to bust those bad boys open, and we're going to not raffle them off. We'll get them out to the masses.
All right.
So your chances to score those coming up at the Birthday Bash. It's exciting.
Just, like, get a whole bunch on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And at one point, just get everybody's attention. Just, like, get ready to catch something.
We'll give everybody slingshots.
I'm just kidding.
That'd be pretty awesome.
See, there's like, you know, dangerous liability and, you know.
Yeah.
For insurance purposes, probably.
We're handing out waivers.
Just thinking.
Take one, pass it down.
Just want a helmet? Thinking. Reach under your seat.
There you go. Hey, pray for our co-host, Mitch. She had to go to urgent care, actually. So, pray for her. Kidney stones, possibly. Sucks.
Possibly.
Ugh.
I believe that.
It's the worst. So, if you could please lift her up in prayer, that would be fantastic. And since she's not here, Caleb, you're taking over some duties. Are you ready?
Indeed.
One of your first
sure
Michelle
so.
Duties. Got to do it. Here we go.
All right, there's road construction. The left lane is closed on McMahon and Unser.
Okay.
Construction work at Alameda Boulevard between San Pedro Drive and I-25 Service Road.
All right.
There's traffic lights not working. Caution at El Pueblo and 4th.
Okay.
Road construction, two lanes are closed at Layton Avenue at Academy. Median landscaping, Southern Avenue at Eubank Boulevard. I don't know why that changes anything. Road construction, right lane closed, Louisiana Boulevard, north at Central Avenue.
There's a lot going on.
It's too much. Okay. Roadblock due to overturned vehicle.
Wow.
Carlisle Boulevard, north at I-40.
Wow, right there by the arrow.
Have to avoid that going home.
Yeah, avoid the overturned car, yeah.
Road construction, two lanes closed, Candelaria Road between
I-25,
University Boulevard and Carlisle. I don't know if I didn't. Road construction, left lane closed, Taylor Rainbow
Drive. You don't have to say everything that's happening.
There's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, it's Albuquerque. There's always construction everywhere. Be safe on the roads today.
Leave a little early.
Yeah, traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Ozuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Caleb.
Oh. Thank you. Well done.
Thank you.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you. You're better than Mitch.
The Echoing Green, song called Let's Go. Static Radio, good morning. Steve-O and the interns.
Yeah.
Caleb and Nico in here.
Yeah.
I know at some point I'm supposed to, like, make you guys do crazy things and...
Are you?
Like, yeah, I think that's what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, okay.
You know, make you go out and stand on the corner and do, I don't know, stupid things. I haven't yet done that.
I feel like they're going to, like, get their act together and actually do something, like, Thursday.
And we'll see.
Right before we leave.
We'll see what happens. You guys filling in for my co-host right now, so...
Yeah.
I kind of need you.
Yeah.
So I can't do that right now, actually.
Yeah,
just
that's right.
Yet.
Yeah. So we've been talking about this dude, Mark Templin, Vietnam area Air Force veteran from Helena, Montana, who was misdiagnosed with brain cancer, sold all his stuff, threw a party with his family, and was like, well, this is it for me, and prepared to die. So we asked the question, if you were misdiagnosed, obviously you don't know it's a misdiagnosis, but if you're told you have 60 days left to live, what would you do? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Wow, we got a lot of comments.
Yeah, they're already mainly all red.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. 2 hours.
Yep.
Ago or so. Anyways.
Yeah,
tell us what you would do. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Move to Belize and flip burgers and scuba dive in paradise. Believe it or not, as pretty as Belize is, that's actually not paradise. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's not really paradise. That's really not.
I think I get what you're saying.
I mean, it's pretty.
Maybe he's just planning to scuba dive up in paradise. Or wherever it is.
Dude, see, Travo says he saw, ever since he saw Machine Gun Preacher, he's always wanted to go take down some gorillas and get some orphans back to safety.
The gorillas still orphans?
Well, not like actual monkeys.
I know, but he
like,
spelled it wrong.
Yeah, I know.
I'm taking it literally.
Don't, you can't judge him and get on him for his grammar. He was just told he had 60 days to live. Yeah, that's what he wants to do.
It's okay.
I actually didn't see, did anybody see Machine Gun Preacher?
Nope.
I had never even heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Movie with the dude from 300. Why can't I think of his name all of a sudden?
Dude from 300.
Gerard Nixon? Butler.
I haven't seen 300 yet either.
Okay. That's good.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Sean Lee says, or Shawnee. Give everything I have to the needy and help everyone at any time I can while praying.
It's true, because that's what really matters.
Yeah, helping others. Hey, this is what I'm going to do. But if you give everything away and then all of a sudden it's like, psych!
Yeah.
Like, oh, snap.
Then,
all right.
I don't know.
IKEA, here I come.
Yeah, if this ever happens to me, I'm going to like, you better be sure.
Well,
you better be. I'm not leaving this hospital until you're 100% sure.
Mark Templin, he did not wish to sue the hospital. He was just looking for an apology, but the hospital refused to apologize for
which
the misdiagnosis.
Ridiculous.
Unreal. So they inevitably sued. $59,000 he got after the misdiagnosis, plus fees, and you know they had to repay him for all the time lost at his work, at his job. He quit his job. He sold his truck. They had to reimburse him for all of that. So, static.
What up, dude?
Shay!
Hey.
Dude, Machine Gun Preacher was an epic movie.
Really?
So you didn't see it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I thought you were sad. I thought nobody was backing you up, and you were like, dude, you were mentioning the movie. Dude, the movie was incredible.
No, I wanted to.
That movie.
But I don't think it ever came to theaters here, and then, you know.
No, I saw it on Netflix. That's what I saw. But, man, okay. I mean, you talk about a guy who he gets a little carried away, but, I mean, he just develops his passion for these kids over in Africa, in South Africa, I believe. And but it's just war-torn to see what these people are doing to these children, you know. And it kind of, you know, they're just, it's horrific. I mean, I'm not going to get into it because I don't think it's appropriate for radio. But
where does the machine gun?
This guy basically sells everything he's got, gives everything he has away, and moves over there.
Where's the machine gun?
Yeah, and builds like an orphanage, and he's literally got to like come out with AK-47s to keep these warlords from taking his children from the property.
Wow.
And he does it like day in, day out. Sells everything he's got, gives everything he's got for it. So, yeah, it's an amazing movie.
Well, spoiler alert, I know he doesn't die. Because, like, he was just recently doing something with the Whosoevers.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw him on Facebook on Instagram. Like, Machine Gun Preacher, so-and-so.
Oh, wait, is this...
Like
wait, what?
Yeah, it's just another amazing testimony to Jesus Christ. Because he's
a true story.
Oh, wow.
Drug addict, prison, hardcore, you know, down the wrong way, and then completely restored and by Jesus Christ, and then just finds, you know, these kids that really need him, and he goes for it. He gives it his all. Yeah, that's amazing, man. It's an amazing movie. I hope you check it out.
Shane gives it 2 thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. I'll catch you guys later.
All right, Shane, love you, bro. All right.
Shane.
Yeah. True story, I've never seen it. But recently,
sounds
I think
awesome.
He was doing work with the Whosoevers or one of the ministries I follow on Instagram. I can't remember, but he was speaking at an event. Machine Gun Preacher style.
Nice.
But I never saw the movie. I love that films, though, are taking that approach now. Machine Gun Preacher, I know it was a mainstream film. I've heard, like, mixed things, because I've had some people tell me how it was, like, the best movie ever. And then I've had other more conservative friends say, yeah, but they didn't have to use language, and they didn't have to do... So I know it's rated R.
Yeah.
It's a rated R movie. I just haven't had time to catch it yet. So Machine Gun Preacher, yeah. Duke threw down. Apparently. I don't know. You got 60 days to live. What are you going to do? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Give us a call, 505-338-3700. Just don't hang up. Because, like,
come on,
the last two people.
We want to talk.
Yeah, we wanted to. That's okay. Pray for our co-host, Mitch. She is away. Dude, she's had some crazy stomach issues. She went to the doctor. They gave her antibiotics. They told her to go get some rest. You're good.
It's
been like a week, still doubled over in pain. Pray for her. Please. Please. That's it for us. We got one last phone call. Ready? Make it good.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, so I just tuned in. I have no idea if you guys were talking about anything or doing anything special, but I just wanted to jump in with a question.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a delay on right now?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm curious, like, what if you had to use the delay, is it like a one thing, like a one-shot thing, and then, like, would you have to redo a delay, like, for a second delay later on?
No. What are you planning to do?
Actually, no. That's, no. Wait, technology's gotten better and smarter than that.
What are you planning to do?
So, I don't know. Because that's the last phone call of the day, so I'm going to go ahead and leave it at that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm not that dumb.
Yeah.
All right.
Last time.
There you go.
Last time. No.
Yeah.
No.
Last time didn't work out so well.
No.
On the way back, some Weaver at the Loom. We also have Adri, you know, midday show, all that goodness. And we out. Thanks, interns, for helping. You guys are awesome.